Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. We've got Christine Ballas on again this month. She is amazing. She's the author and teacher of His Appointed Times. And she's been released with the privilege of uncovering the Lord's prophetic calendar in real time. And here's her book back here and some of her cards. And she's going to explain that and how you yourself can get a copy. So Christine delights in encouraging others to abide in Jesus while drawing on prophetic insights highlighted in his ancient timepiece, which always points back to his word and his great love for us. Christine joyfully sends forth her creative monthly chalkboard teachings. You've got to check these out on YouTube. They are so good, and on her social media platforms. And she also ministers at live and online events. And her articles on His Times and Seasons have been published in the Elijah List, which is a really big deal, Christine. That's a big deal. So is Charisma Magazine and other prophetic platforms. Christine's also a regular guest on CTN's Come Home with Jen Mallon. And so, Christine, you're just all over the place. Did you ever imagine this years ago you'd be doing what you're doing now?
No, never. And that's the abundant life we have in Jesus, you know? He says, absolutely, I'll give you life and that in abundance. So it's always more than what we could plan. And it's always better.
Yes.
Rooted in him.
That's right. His ways are always so much higher than our ways and our plans. So let's just kind of review. Why don't you review the purpose and significance of knowing God's Hebrew calendar?
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. I think it's great just to just give everyone just an idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about God's calendar. And if you are like me, I had no idea God even had a calendar. But when I discovered he did, I wanted to know what was on it, you know? So he is a God that loves to reveal himself. And through his creation, he's constantly demonstrating his love for us. And his calendar is simply just another thing he created to point us to Jesus and his love for us and just his true nature. And so that's what we're going to be looking at. And we're going to be talking about the month that we're in right now, you know, because without even trying to kind of make your life fit in with God's calendar, it does automatically because we're made in his image. So he's a good shepherd. Yeah. And he wants to shepherd us very specifically each month.
That's right. So Christine, and you find God's calendar in the word. It gives us insight and direction into actually even the month we're in. So what biblical month are we in?
Yeah, so get ready for another new name. Probably, you probably never heard of it. It's called ER, and it's spelled E. No, it's spelled I. I had to remind myself. I-Y-A-R. And this is a little picture of the flashcard chalkboard. These are little, I do chalkboard teachings, basically with the name of the month, and has just a picture of all the different characteristics so that you can have a visual reminder. So the name of the month is ER.
It's spelled with an I.
And it's spelled with an I. That's right.
Yeah, yes. When I was reading through your material, and I have it on my desk because I always refer to it. It's amazing. Everyone needs to get a copy of Christine's book and her. I love these little cards, though. They're so insightful. So it gives you a lot of information on the back of these cards. So I notice it's a month of transition, like a transitional month. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's a month of transition, and you say, well, why is that? Well, if you look at events in the Bible that actually happened in this month of ER, people were in transition. And what people are we talking about? Well, last month we talked about the month of Nisan. They went through the Red Sea. It was the Exodus. It was Passover. And then what happened after that? They were in the wilderness, right? Yes. They were transitioning. They were like you know, murmuring and complaining, you know, a lot of things we do when we're in a transition, you know. And even after Jesus's resurrection, the believers, the whole world, they were in a transition, you know, like, okay, he died, now he rose again, and he's revealing himself to us, the disciples, you know. So it's a transitional time in the Bible, in biblical history, in the Old and New Testament. And you might find yourself in a transitional time in your own life, you know, so you can reflect upon those things.
Absolutely. Okay, so I know there's always, like, on the back of your cards, you have you have different scripture references that we can look at. Yes. Is there a certain book in the Bible that we need to be reading this month?
Yeah, well, like I said, I would read through that section of Exodus, where they were transitioning, and you know, that season is they were in the wilderness, and that word wilderness in Hebrew is midbar, and that actually means to speak as well. It means wilderness, but it also means to speak. And the interesting thing is a lot of times we see that God does speak to us in our wilderness times. And not that God doesn't always speak to us, but in the wilderness, it seems like everything is quiet. Everything's kind of shut down. So God's voice kind of sounds louder, you know, because everything that we've known has changed or something. It's in transition. So Midbar is that wilderness time where God speaks. Perhaps we perceive more loudly, but because he wants to shepherd us, he doesn't want us to go back to our old ways of thinking, you know, just like the Israelites. They kept saying, oh, Egypt was so great. Really? What, are you kidding me? You know, like, are you, you know, but we do that, you know, so God wants to shepherd us through that transition, the transitions of life.
Why is it important to place our cares and burdens on the Lord?
Yeah, so in this month, we're directed to cast our cares upon the Lord. And, you know, that's a scripture, right? Cast your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you, you know? And it's not like when you get together with a friend and, or if you've been in conversation and they just spill out all their problems and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, God is, you don't have to feel that way with God, because he says, no, I want you to cast your cares upon me. I want you to let it all out. Actually, it's a form of worship, you know? And so when we cast our cares upon him, we were never meant to carry these cares. You know, we're carrying around things that we were never meant to carry. So when we cast our cares upon him, we free up ourselves, you know, and the analogy actually came to me in a transition, almost like you ever travel and have a connecting flight, transitioning, connecting. And if you don't have bags during that, you know, you can be free. You can walk around. And so God is like, if you're in a connecting season, you know, how much more? Let me carry your bags for you. You know, you don't want those burdens. You just want to walk through transitions light and easy. So he encourages us to cast our cares upon him.
That's good. And we should all be doing that. You know, before, Christine, when you were talking about when we're in that wilderness and that place and we can hear the voice of the Lord more clearly, you know, how do we hear the voice of the Lord? For someone that's out there listening, they're like, well, how do I hear the voice of the Lord? How would you explain that to them?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I think it's, sometimes you can think, well, I can't hear God, you know, and we can. We're made in his image to hear God. Adam and Eve heard God, you know, and even after they sinned, they still heard God. So we can hear. We are hearing. We hear the devil real clear, you know, so we just have to put ourselves in a posture to hear him and just say, Lord, speak to me. And, you know, our faith, our believing in God comes by hearing, and
That's
hearing
right.
by his word. So we need to get in his word
Yes.
to know what he says. Otherwise, we're going to come up with our own ideas of who
That's
God
good.
is.
That is so good. Christine, let's take a real quick break. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. So everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. Christine Vallis, the author and teacher of His Appointed Times, is on Shaped by Faith today. And Christine, what month are we in again? What is this month?
Yes, it's the month ER, the Transitional Connecting Month.
Mm-hmm. And it's spelled I. Wait,
I-Y-A-R.
I can't even spell A-R.
I know, IR. I used to say IR.
IR.
You know, however you want to say it. God
That's
knows
what I would
you
think.
You know,
ER,
I mean,
ER.
I was saying IR for years until someone said, oh, it's actually ER. So now I say ER, but sometimes I say IR. Tomato,
yeah.
tomato, you know.
There you go. It's okay. You know how to spell it.
Amen.
So what Hebrew letter is associated with this month and why?
Yes. Okay, so every month has a Hebrew letter right here on the chalkboard. It's actually right in the middle, and it looks kind of like this vertical piece here, and it's called Vav, V-A-V.
Okay.
And yeah, and so the letter Vav is actually a picture of a nail or a connecting pin. And so it's interesting that this letter would be, you know, connected with the transitioning or connecting month, because that's exactly what it is. It's a connecting pin. And so what I felt like the Lord was showing me as I was drawing this and as I meditate upon the month and everything is that in a transition, a lot of the things that you know, were leaning upon, you know, whether you're moving or you're in a job or, you know, just different seasons of life, things change. And the things that you maybe were leaning on and trusting in change, right? But there's always something, someone to connect to, and that is Jesus. And so in a connecting time where you're like in between seasons, God is like, just connect with me and you're going to be fine. You know, you don't have to feel like there's nothing, you know, nothing to lean on. That is not true. The Lord is our source. He is our good shepherd. We can lean on him. As when we connect with him, everything else falls into place, right?
That's good.
And so that's the main thing during a transition. Just stay connected to the source. Stay, just abide in me, right? John 15, and I will abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
The vine and the branches. Mm-hmm.
So what tribe is connected to this month?
Okay, yeah. We talked about that before. There's 12 tribes of Israel and there's 12 months on God's calendar. So again, great. This is awesome. We're learning about the tribes.
Mm-hmm.
The month of Issachar is connected. I'm sorry. The month of Er is connected to the tribe of Issachar. Again, I had never even heard of this tribe.
No.
I never really studied it. And so that was another reason why I needed to write it on the chalkboard so I could see it. You know, now these guys were a tribe. It talks about in 1 Chronicles 12, and it says that the tribe of Issachar, they studied the word and they knew the times and seasons and had wisdom and insight of what Israel should do. And so, you know, all these tribes had, you know, strengths and prophecies over them. And so Issachar, they just had that anointing where they could look at the times and seasons and have wisdom in that. And so something that I learned was that, you know, I would learn about these tribes and be like, oh, wow, I wish I could be like the tribe of Issachar. Oh, they were so smart and they knew everything. You know? And God is like, you have it so much better than them. And I'm like, I do, you know, and he's like, they didn't have the Holy Spirit residing in them 24/7 sealed, you know, so we don't have to be feeling bad or jealous of these tribes. We can learn from them. We can have an example, and then we can say, and then some, because we have the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all truth. But we can gain and glean from what they focused on, and then that we can know the times and seasons that we're in and how to move. So setting his calendar helps us do that.
I think just learning about these months, and like I said, I love the back of your card that gives so much information, and you know, it's, you just kind of look at it and you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah. But it's just getting it in your mind and going over it. I think the tribes are fascinating.
I know.
Just learning about the tribes and, you know, what was involved. How many people, Christine, this is off, you know, off the outline, but how many people do you think were associated with each tribe? I mean, was there a certain amount? Do you know that? Or,
well, you know, I know in the book of Numbers that it actually numbers all the tribes, right?
Oh, and, so it gives, yeah.
Yeah, it actually gives the number of
there
tribes.
There we go.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I guess that's why they call it numbers. You know, they are actually numbering the tribes. It's like, yeah, you know.
So go to the book of numbers to find out.
Go to the book of numbers. But one other thing I can add on to that is that like last month was Nisan, and it was the first month. And so Judah was the tribe, right? If you want to listen back at our podcast, we talked about Judah was that first tribe, and they moved first. So all these tribes, they, you know, they were tabernacling around, they moved in a certain way. It wasn't just like, okay guys, just go off, you know. They had a certain order of how they moved, and so Judah went first, and the tribe, the second tribe, was the second tribe of the second month, which was Issachar. So they're all lining up as we go through the month. They're lining up in formation. And one thing, if you look through the book of Numbers and you write down the quantity and the size of the tribes, how big they were, well, when you, if you were to say, okay, this tribe had this many, this had this many, when you actually draw them out, it actually forms the shape of a cross in because like this was like the first section, you know, there's four sides, so there's three tribes, north, south, east, west. And so if you look at that in scripture and actually draw it out, it's the cross.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
I thought about that. That is awesome. Yes.
But the bird's eye view, if you were looking from a bird's eye view down at the map as they moved, you know.
How amazing
so
is that?
It's just awesome. Yeah. Little side nugget.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. Just on a side note here, how long did it take you to research all this, Christine, in order to write your book right there?
You know, just like anything, it just, you know, a little bit more, a little bit here, a little bit there. It's almost like when you furnish a house, I'm thinking about it. It's like, how did you furnish this whole house? Where did you get that? You know, where did you get that piece? And it's like over time, right? You start collecting things, and that's the wisdom of God and the different things that the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance, you know, from different teachings or new things. So yeah, little by little, and before you know it, you've got a book. Yeah.
So did, and you renew and you update and you refresh this book like each year, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we need to get a copy of it because it's a little different each year. Have you always been an artist? Have you always been able to draw? I mean, because this is your artwork.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, I know when I first did this, I'm like, I need a cover. Oh my gosh, what do I do? And the Lord's like, you can do it. I'm
there
like,
you
what?
Go.
So, you know, you have these gifts that are sometimes hidden and are not used, and they're put on the back shelf, you know, and God resurrects these things, you know, in your life for his glory. So, I mean, I always like to draw. I actually went to school for interior design and art. So I had that.
Really?
But I never thought like, oh, I could be an, you know, artist for a cover of a book. I mean, but God knew. Yeah.
Yes, so he did.
Just and be willing.
Yes. And he uses our gifts for his glory. So
amen.
How amazing is that? So you are an artist. You're also a a worship leader. You also sing. You've got a beautiful
Yes.
voice. I don't think we've even talked about that, but you do. So we should be using our gifts for God's glory in whatever capacity the Lord allows us to do that. So,
In the different seasons, as we're talking about you know,
because
some seasons you're not doing anything of that. And so it's
other
just goes
seasons, you're just like all the time. Yes.
Right.
So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. So everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. Christine Ballas, author and teacher of His Appointed Times, is my guest today. And so, wow, Christine, we are learning so much. We are in the month of ER. And so healing, how is healing associated with this month?
Yes, that's really an awesome revelation. And actually, if you look at that word again, this IYARER, it actually is the Hebrew acronym for I am the Lord your healer. So if you looked at that in Hebrew, that would be the acronym. And it's actually in this month, if you read through that account of their transitioning time in the wilderness, God revealed himself to the Israelites and in different names. And one of the names was, I am your Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord, your healer. And so in this, this is the month where, remember, you may recall the story where they're in the desert there and they're thirsty, right? And they're looking around, they start complaining, Moses, why did you take us here? We're going to kill you. And they're thirsty. And so they find this, you know, area of water, and they go there and they're drinking it. And they're like, it's bitter. And they spit it out, you know. And what happened was God told Moses, he said, go over there, look at that tree and take, you know, take that tree and put it in the water. And when you put it in the water, that water is going to be sweet. It's going to be healed. And he did that. And so then they could drink freely and everything. And so that is, again, a picture. Everything points to Jesus in the Old Testament. It's not like they're two different complete, you know, they have nothing to do with each other, the old and the new. The new fulfills the old, and the old, reflects what's going to happen in the New Testament. So that is a picture of Jesus on the cross. He died for our sins, and by his stripes, right, they whipped him and beat him. He took on all of our diseases, all of our, the whole curse of God, so that we can have his healing. By his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
So that's a revelation that, you know, is highlighted in this month. So if you need healing in your body, it's not something you have to beg God for, because it's already done on the cross. You just have to have a revelation of that. Ask God to give you the revelation of what God actually purchased for you, not just eternal life, forgiveness of sins, but also your healing in his name.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, the common theme throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, Christine, as I'm listening to you teach, is obedience. You know, Moses had to be obedient to the Lord. Jesus was obedient to his Father. We need to be obedient quickly to our Father. And it brings blessings upon us when we're obedient. Let's talk about the body part and maybe the action associated with this month.
Okay, yeah. So like we talked about, we have the body part is the kidneys.
Oh.
And I know.
Wow.
Right? I'm saying that right, right? Yes, the kidneys. So you say, well, what does that have to do with anything? And I was looking in the Psalms, and Psalm 16:17 says, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind, and in one translation it says, my kidneys instruct me in the night. So in the Bible, the kidneys are a picture really of our discernment, because they filter things in the physical.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
So in transition seasons, right? We're in this month of ER, we're in transition. We need discernment, you know? I mean, we always need discernment. And so Psalm 119 says, your testimonies are my counselors. So really the discernment that we get is God saying, just go to my word, you know? And so in this month, that body part is kidney, but it's really talking about counsel and discernment. And so as believers, we have the mind of Christ, right?
Yes.
So we just say, Lord, you said I have the mind of Christ, so give it to me. You know, that's what I say. You know? So we can be a discerning people, right?
Absolutely.
Because we have the Spirit of God in us. Amen.
So yeah. Christine, how do we gain understanding and confidence in the Lord?
Yes. Well, you know, it's really nothing that the Lord requires of us to do. You know, it's more just believing. That's what really he calls us to do, is just believe. And believe what? Well, Galatians 5:6 is one of my favorite scriptures that says, our faith, or our confidence, right, our trust, works by love. So the question you asked me is, how do we gain that confidence of the Lord? How do we trust God more? Yeah. And the way we trust God more is that we have to know that he loves us more, you know? And the more we know that he loves us, the more we're going to believe and trust him and feel confident. And God loves to demonstrate his love toward us. He just doesn't do it one time on the cross and that's it. That would be like if you got married and your husband said, I do and I love you one time, and he never told you again. That you would hate that, you know? But
right.
So the Lord is saying, I want to show you how much I love you. So that's how we gain confidence, just by asking the Lord to show us how much he loves us, and he will. And as he shows us, we have that opportunity to receive his love and gain that confidence in him.
Christina, I love hearing you teach. I love just having this conversation. You're
Amen.
A great teacher, a great friend.
Thank you.
And absolutely. And I look forward to next month. But
me
thank
too.
You so much. Yes. For coming on Shaped by Faith.
Amen. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowe. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.